今天早上我要与大家一同，每日题目是复兴俗世代教会。
The message I'd like to share with our brothers and sisters this morning is restore the apostolic church.
我们常常说我们的教会是复兴俗世代的末世真教会。
We often say that our church is meant to restore the apostolic times church.
但我们如果查考《使徒行传》，将会发现我们教会今天的情况和当初的使徒的教会还有一段距离。
But suppose we study the book of Acts in the Bible, we'll find out that the current status of our church represents some disparity from the time of the apostles.
所以为了真正使我们教会能够和使徒一样的情形，我们需要再一次查考使徒行传。
In order to search into the real conditions of our church when compared with the time of the apostles, we really need to exert some further effort.
我们从使徒行传看到使徒教会是同心祈祷的一个教会。
We will find out from the book of Acts that the church in the apostolic time was one in which people prayed in one accord.
他们也是彼此相爱的教会。
That was a church where we find people loving others.
他们每个人都充满圣的能力，能够勇敢为主传福音。
And the members of that church were all filled with the Holy Spirit and His mighty power.
使徒时代这三种特色，我们今天还是很缺乏。
These three characteristics which distinguish the church of the apostolic time.Are lacking here today.
我们并不是因为我们有圣灵就满足。
We mustn't be content with the possession of the Holy Spirit.
我们也不因为我们所信都有圣的根基来满足。
And we mustn't be content with the fact that our teachings are based upon the biblical teachings.
我们不因为有几件神迹就满足。
And we mustn't be content with the number of miracles and wonders we hear at our church.
我们需要除了那一种充满圣灵能力，能够把基督生命表现出来那一种情形。
We must continue to exert our effort so that we may restore that kind of status where we have the fullness of the Holy Spirit and the mighty power of God can be fully manifested.
今天早上我就先谈一谈使徒时代的教会是同心祈祷的教会。
So this morning, I would like to first dwell upon the fact that the time, the church of the apostles was one in which people prayed in one accord.
无论做什么事情，这个同心合意非常重要。
To work and share with one mind in whatever we do is a very important thing.
在台湾曾经有一位对中医有特别研究的弟兄。
We had a brother in Taiwan who was an expert in Chinese medicine.
他曾经告诉我说
，Once he relayed to me，
药物如果是单位的，它的药效就不会提高。
For a particular prescription, if we only look at the efficacy of the medicine, it won't be very effective。
如果加味到五味六味这样混合起来，就有一种药物的相乘作用。
And then if you add ingredients.Into that concoction, five or six different kind of ingredients, then they will work with each other to produce great efficacy.
这个药物的相乘作用就是把每一种药物的特性发挥到最高的地步。
By doing so, the particular qualities of each of the ingredients will be fully made effective.
同心合意的祈祷也会产生一种相乘作用。
When we pray in one accord, the same kind of effect can be brought about.
所以两个人同心合意祷告的力量不是一加一等于二，可能一加一等于三等于五。
So if two people are praying, it violates sometimes the mathematical formula 1 + 1 = 2, but rather it could be equal to 3 or even 5.
圣经里面很多地方提醒我们，这个同心的力量是多么大。
Throughout the Bible, we find many verses which remind us the great mighty power if we join our effort.
请看传道书第四章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第九节到十二节。
Chapter 4, verses 9-12.
传道书第四章九节到十二节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9-12.
这里面用几个例子说明同心的力量是很大的。
We find a few examples in these verses that if we join our mind and effort, the great power can be wrought.
第九节先提到两个人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Verse 9 reads, Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
这是说明两个人同工合作的力量是很大的。
So this verse tells us, if we join our effort, the efficacy can be multiplied.
第十节又说，如果有两个人同在，一个人跌倒了，另一个人可以把他扶起来。
Verse 10, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow.
如果这一个人跌倒，就没有人把他扶起来。
If you find yourself in solitude, then you will have no assistance.
十一节又说，如果两个人一同睡，就会暖和；如果一个人独睡，就不会暖和。
Verse 11, again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone?
第十五节又说，有人攻胜，孤身一个人；如果有两个人，就可以抵挡这个人。
Verse 12, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
又说三股合成的绳子是不容易折断的。
And the latter half of this verse reads, a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
这一段圣经就举出几个例子，说明两个人、三个人合起来的力量很大。
So in this section of the Bible, we find a couple of examples, exemplifying the fact that if we join our effort, the great result can be brought about.
主耶稣曾经说，一个城如果自相纷争，这个城就不能够坚强，而是会倒下去。
Our Lord Jesus Christ once made this example. If a city within which we find disputes, then the city will fall on itself.
他说，如果我靠撒旦来赶撒旦，就是撒旦自己自相纷争，他的国怎么站得住呢？
If I cause a Satan to fight and dispute against another, then the realm of Satan can never withstand.
因为耶稣医病赶鬼时候，法利赛人就诽谤，也就靠鬼王赶鬼。
Because when Jesus was preaching and casting out demons, the Pharisees told him that he was doing so with the power of Satan.
所以耶稣就回答他们，一个城一个家，互相纷争就成了荒凉。
Therefore, Jesus warned them that if you find a dispute within the same household and same city, then they will make their property barren.
如果我靠撒旦来赶撒旦，不是撒旦的国自己出现纷争吗？
So if I rely upon the satanic power to cast out demons, then that means they have a dispute within their own realm.
我们都知道撒旦很坏。
We know.Satan is wicked.
但是这么坏的撒旦也懂得团结起来。
But as wicked as they are, they also know how to join their effort.
他说撒旦如果互相纷争，这个国就不能站得住了。
If there is mutual dispute within the dominion, then they cannot withstand.
那我们是神的国的人。
And we are children of God's kingdom.
教育是神的国度。
We are within His realm.
撒旦都懂得团结，给他的国度更坚强、更稳定。
If Satan knows how to join their efforts to strengthen themselves,
我们如果不比撒旦更能够同心合意、更能够团结，怎么能攻破撒旦的国度呢？
Shouldn't we be more aware of the importance of joining our effort in order to vanquish the satanic power?
记载主耶稣在科西马尼园祷告的时候。
We find a record in the Bible where we see how Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他一时肉体软弱。
For a moment, he found himself was weak in flesh.
求天父给他离开赎价的苦杯。
And he prayed to the Heavenly Father to take the bitter cup away from him.
他带三个最亲近的 门徒去一同祷告。
He brought with him into the garden three of his closest disciples.
主耶稣在靠近马尼有三处的祷告。
And there in that garden, our Lord Jesus Christ offered three prayers.
在那三处祷告当中，门徒都睡觉了。
Now during these three prayers, the disciples fell into sleep.
因为那时候主耶稣很软弱。
For Jesus was weak in flesh at that time.
他需要找祷告的同伴。
He needed some companion or prayer.
所以在门徒当中特选三个与他平常最亲近的来一同祷告。
He therefore selected three of his closest disciples to pray together with him.
很可惜，这三个门徒都睡觉了。
But unfortunately, all these three disciples fell deep in sleep.
在需要祷告的同伴一起祷告时候，他们睡觉了。
At a crucial moment, when their master needed someone to pray with, they fell into sleep.
耶稣三处来看，他们三个都在睡觉。
Jesus came to look at them and sought for them for three times and found them deep in sleep.
为了胜过自己的软弱。
In order to overcome his weaknesses,
耶稣那时候真需要有祷告的同伴。
He needed very much companions of prayer.
但没有一个同伴为他祷与他一同祷告。
Unfortunately, not one prayed together with him.
那时候主耶稣一定觉得很孤单。
I am certain our Lord Jesus Christ must feel quite lonely in that moment.
缺少祷告的同伴，一个人祷告。
Without anyone to help him to pray together, he simply prayed in solitude.
最近台湾教会有几位软弱的神的工人。
Recently, we find a few rather weak workers of God in Taiwan.
也有人离开教会。
And some even separate themselves from the church.
所以其他的很多传道人就有一种感觉。
And this caused other preachers and ministers to feel,
我们需要找一个祷告的同伴。
We need companions of prayer.
在这个属灵的征战上面，如果没有一个祷告的同伴，你会觉得很孤单。
Without a supportive companion of prayer, in this kind of spiritual life, we oftentimes feel the loneliness.
哪一个弟兄姐妹与你比较谈得来？
If you have a brother or sister who is very intimate to you,
他可以做你的祷告的同伴。
This person can very well serve as your companion of prayer.
每次你觉得需要有人代祷时候，
whenever you need someone to pray in intercession,
你可以用电话联络，请他一同为这个事情祷告。
You can always call him or her to pray together with you for a particular matter.
这样两个人加起的力量是很大的。
If you combine your efforts,then the efficacy can be much greater.
圣经里面说，男女长大成人以后结婚，二人成一体。
According to the Bible, that after man and woman are wedded, then they are one.
二人成一体，并不仅是肉体的结合。
So they become one refers not only to the joining of their flesh.
应当是心与心的托契。
This could also refer to the joining of their minds.
夫妻的恩爱，精神的爱胜过肉体的爱。
The affection existing between the husband and wife is much more important in terms of their spiritual cultivation than their flesh.
我们要找祷告的同伴。
So we ought to actively search for a companion of prayer.
当然在弟兄姐妹可以找到我们认为合适的祷告的同伴。
And I am certain you can find someone among our brothers and sisters who can become a companion for prayer.
但我想最好的祷告同伴是配偶。
But of course I feel that the spouses can be the best companions for one another.
如果还没有结婚的，当然可以找教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
Of course, if you are unmarried, you can look for a brother or a sister.
那已经结婚的，自己的配偶应当是最好的祷告的同伴。
And for those members who are married, you should find your spouse to be the best companion for your prayers.
有的觉得自己的丈夫或者自己的太太信心不好。
And sometimes one may feel that his or her spouse does not have very strong faith.
有时候夫妻在生活上会闹意见。
And they may disagree upon certain matters in their daily life.
都认为对方不好。
They keep blaming the other party.
但是不是你曾经为他祷告过？
But let me ask, have you ever prayed for the other party?
是不是这一对夫妻有常常彼此同心合意的祷告？
Does this couple pray together in one accord often?
我们要找祷告同伴啊，最好的就是把自己的配偶当作理想的祷告同伴。
I would suggest when we look for a companion of prayer, we should first of all identify our spouse as the best companion.
在弟兄姐妹当中，我们可以找更多的祷告的同伴。
Of course, you can find more companions of prayer among the brothers and sisters.
啊，最少限度，我们要有一个祷告的同伴。
But at the very least, we should have at least one person who can pray with you all the time.
如果我们能找到更多的祷告同伴，这个力量就更坚强。
The more we can find, of course, the better and the greater the strength.
许多时代，因为他们懂得这样同心合意的祷告，所以他们教会非常兴旺。
Members of the Apostolic Church realized the importance of this, therefore the church could become very prosperous.
请看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let us turn to the Book of Acts, Chapter 1,
十四节。
Chapter 1, Verse 14, Book of Acts.
使徒行传第一章十四节。
Chapter 1, Verse 14.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚并耶稣的弟兄都同心合意的横切祷告。十五节
Verse 15.
那时有许多人聚会，也有120名。这里说主耶稣升天之后，他的门徒都同心合意的
After the ascension of Jesus Christ, the disciples continued with one accord in prayer.
一起聚集祷告的人也有120名。
And there were 120 of them gathered together.
要同心祷告，人数越多越困难。
To pray in one accord, of course, presents a problem. The greater, the larger the congregation, the more difficult it is.
很可贵的是，当时有120名这么多的人集在一起，他们竟然能够同心合意的祷告。
What is rare in this particular occasion is that there were 120 of them praying together with one accord.
许多时代的历史是从合意祷告主日开始的。
In fact, the history of the apostolic church begins with this particular feat of praying in one accord.
有这样好的历史的第一的开始。
And this is the initial, the front page of that history of the Apostolic Church.
才会带来以后的不断的神的恩典。
With this positive, wonderful beginning, many blessings of God were brought to them later on.
如果当初没有这种同心合意的祷告，怎么以后会有这么多神的恩惠临到他们？
Without prayers, in one accord, the blessings of God could not have been.Come upon them.
看第二章第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4, Book of Acts.
他们就都被圣灵充满。这个地要说，他们就都被圣灵充满。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
120名同时都被圣灵充满。
Imagine 120 people were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵这样大大的降临在他们个人身上。
So the Holy Spirit descended upon them so mightily.
我们在灵会的时候，常常勉励信徒到前面祷告求圣灵。
During spiritual convocation like this one, we often encourage people to come forward to pray for the Holy Spirit.
在一处祷告当中，有十几个人得圣灵，我们就非常满足。
We are quite happy and content if we have, say, 15 or a dozen people receive Holy Spirit in one prayer.
但是那一天有120个人全部被神充满。
But according to this verse, there were 120 people who were all filled with the Holy Spirit simultaneously.
为什么在一处祷告有这么多人同时都被神充满？
How could it be possible that so many people were filled at the same time?
因为从耶稣生的那天开始，他们每天同心合意的横切祷告。
Because after the ascension of Jesus, they continued to pray with one accord.
大概前后有十天。
And I suppose that continued for probably 10 days.
在这15天当中,他们每天120个人同一合一的聚集祷告。
For a period of 10 days, these 120 people pray with one accord in prayer daily.
主耶稣告诉他们,
and Jesus said unto them,
再等不多几日, 你们要受圣灵的洗,
and in a few days, you shall receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
他们就为了求圣灵充满,这样同心合一的祷告。
They therefore follow instruction and prayed for the fullness of the Spirit.
我们今天求圣灵觉得很难。
Today, we may feel it is very difficult. One of the attributable factors may very well be that we do not pray in one accord.
一个人没有多的圣灵,
without receiving the Holy Spirit, our faith will become continuously weakened.
尤其有的信主很久都得不到圣灵,
if we have members here who have not received the Holy Spirit for some time, his faith is definitely weak.
可能有人会怀疑到底有没有神。
And some may even begin to suspect whether or not there is God.
神是不是已经离开我?
Has God departed himself from me?
我们如果有更多的弟兄姐妹,为这些软弱弟兄姐妹,同心合一地帮助祷告。
If we have any members of this church praying earnestly for these people with weak faith,
知道他们的软弱,
recognizing their weaknesses,
知道他们的需要,
knowing what they need,
用爱心为他们同心合一地祷告,
and pray in intercession with love for them,
一定会更多人得到圣灵。
And I am certain more will receive the Holy Spirit.
温主教会过去有很多人受圣的时候,
in the church, in the past, when many people received the Holy Spirit at the same time,
那些已经得圣的弟兄姐妹就把没有圣的弟兄姐妹围起来同心为他祷告。
Those brothers and sisters who did have the Holy Spirit would circle around those who didn't and pray for them.
他们因着这样就得到圣灵。
And as a result, they all received the Holy Spirit.
我去徽州的时候,
when I conducted missionary work in Africa, there was a little child who was severely ill, and he was on the verge of death. This child was surrounded by all the brothers and sisters who prayed for this child. And this child was later on healed.
再看第二章的37节。
Acts 2:37.
众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行？”五旬那一天，彼得为主传福音的结果，听的人觉得扎心。
On the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached to the multitude, and his words pricked their ear, the ears of those listeners.
我们看第二章就知道彼得见证内容是什么。From
the second chapter in the book of Acts, we can find out the content of his preaching.
你们所杀的基督已经复活了。The
Christ whom you have taken a life away from is now resurrected.
他已经升天了。
And who has ascended.
现在我们所领受的圣灵是他升天以后赏赐下来的。
And the Holy Spirit which we have received is given to us as a promise after his ascension.
这种内容并没有什么特别。
Of course, this kind of content is nothing unusual.
这种内容我们常常在讲。
We often talk about this kind of thing.
但同样内容反应却不同。
But the reactions can vary greatly.
这就是大家同心祷告的结果。
And this is the result of prayers offered with one accord.
因为大家同心祷告,
because his people pray together in one heart,
所以神的话每句都充满力量。
The words of God were filled with mighty strength,
好像一把利刃扎透每个人的心。
As if it is a sword penetrating into the hearts of the listeners,
他们就扎心。
Therefore, the Bible says, the words prick in their hearts.
他们从内心发出求救的声音。
And therefore, they called for help.
我们今天传道人讲到时候,
as a preacher is preaching behind the pulpit,
也许有人会扎心。
Some people may feel that your heart is pricked.
也有人会特别受感动。
Some may experience special kind of movement.
但是不是每个人都有这种感受？
But as to whether or not everyone has a similar kind of movement.
神的道讲出去。
Now when the truth of God is preached,
会给听的人扎心。
And that could prick the heart of the listener.
给他们有深刻的感受。
And they can be deeply inspired.
并不在于祷告讲道的内容。
But this does not depend upon the content of the sermon.
而是在神的能力借着这些话表现出来。
But rather, the manifestation of the great power of God through these words preached.
我个人读圣经有常常一种感觉。
As I study the Bible on my own, I have this feeling.
同样一节圣经，一段圣经的故事，今天读的感受跟明天读的有一点不同。
The same section of the Bible, for instance, you have different kind of reactions and feelings today, and when you read it tomorrow, you have different sets of feelings.
所以，同样神的话，如果大家同心合意的祷告，产生的效果是不同的。
We can preach the same words of God, but if we pray with one accord, I know the reactions.Will be definitely different.
所以圣经就说神的国不在话语。
The Bible therefore exhorts us by saying that the kingdom of God is not predicated upon the words and speech.
在神的全能。
But rather, it is predicated upon the power of God.
神的全能一表现出来。
Once the mighty power of God is revealed,
就会影响每个听的人。
And that will affect directly and powerfully each and every listener.
再看本章四十一节。
Same chapter, chapter 2, book of Acts, verse 41.
使徒二章四十一节。
Acts, chapter 2, verse 41.
一数领受 他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人。彼得讲到之后，那些领受的人都受洗，有三千人。
After they heard the preaching of Peter, almost 3,000 people were baptized and they hearkened to the words of Peter.
讲一出道理的结果，三千人受洗礼。
So as a result of one single sermon, almost 3,000 people were baptized.
这是非常惊人的消息。
This is quite an astonishing event.
我们每年有两处的布道会。
We have two series of evangelical meetings annually.
受洗的人并不很多。
The number of people baptized still is limited.
而在因为受洗的那些人都已经慕到一个期间。
And particularly those who are baptized during spirit convocation have been searching the truth for some time.
所以最初受洗的人是经过一段时间培养出来的成果。
Therefore, those who are baptized in any given convocation are those who have been cultivated spiritually for some time.
但五旬那天讲一出道理，就有三千接受洗礼。
But what is recorded in this chapter, on the very day of Pentecost, as a result of one sermon, almost 3,000 people were baptized.
我们真教会传到今天，从道路算起，已经六十多年。
We already have a history of over six decades since the founding of our church.
台湾今年是六十周年。
In Taiwan, we just celebrated the 60th anniversary of the founding of the church.
几十年来，哪一处一天当中有三人受洗的记录？
We can hardly find a record at all during the past 60 years that 3,000 people are baptized in one event.
我们很怕有一天我们能够重现属灵的那一种情况。
It is our earnest hope that one day we will be able to see the things which happened in the Apostles' Church here.
一处的讲道就能感动这么多人。
As a result of one single sermon, so many people can be moved.
这不是靠传道一个人力量能做到。
Of course, this cannot rely singularly upon the ability of the preacher.
保罗曾经说一句话。
Paul once made this statement.
他的保罗算什么？
Who am I?
亚波罗算什么？
Who is Apollo?
保罗撒种。
The Paul simply sows the seed.
亚波罗浇灌了。
And Apollo would water.
唯有神叫它生长。
But it is only God who allows the growth of the plant.
撒种算不了什么，浇灌算不了什么。
to simply sowing the seeds and to water the plants are not to be mentioned.
在于叫它生长的神。
What is important and crucial is God who allows them to grow.
神的能力恩典是由大家同一祷告所得的结果。
The mighty power and the grace of the Lord only come upon us as a result of prayer in one accord.
我们教会好像有一种现象。
We have witnessed a certain phenomenon in our church.
某一个传道人有行神迹的恩赐。
A certain given preacher, for instance, has the ability to bring wonders.
某一个传道人有某一种恩赐。
Or a certain preacher possesses certain particular gift.
大家眼睛就看着他。
Then we fix our eyes upon this one individual.
对这个传道人期待太大。
We expect much from this one single preacher.
这样可能给这个传道人一种精神负担。
And this indeed may impose upon the given preacher certain unnecessary burden.
也可能也给他有一个更不好的影响。
And could also bring some rather negative effect upon this individual.
所以保罗提醒当时信徒说，保罗算不了什么的。
Therefore, Paul warned these people at the time that who am I?
所以我们不要期待某一个人。
We mustn't expect too much from one individual.
我们应当仰望神。
But rather, we should all look up to God.
为所有的神工人同心合一祷告。
And pray particularly in one accord with all the workers of God.
所以我们才能够真正看到神的荣耀。
Only by doing Chapter 2, verse 46.
他们天天同心合一，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜成熟的心用饭。
And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house.
不但在教会，在家里，他们都能够这样同心合一。
So not only in the temple, but rather in their houses, they were just the same.
结果，主将得救的人天天加给他们。And
what was the consequence? The Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved.
每天有慕道者，每天有人接受洗礼。So
every day there were people who came to search for the truth, and every day there were people baptized.
整个教会都带动起来。
The entire church regained its vitality and energy,
充满基督生命的活力,
filled with the vigorosity of the Lord.
我曾经听过我们台湾教会的长辈这样说,
and I have heard from some elders from our church in Taiwan,
教会刚刚从大陆传来台湾的时候,
when the truth was preached at first from mainland China to Taiwan,
每天都有慕道者,
every day they had listeners and truth seekers.
每周安息周也是受洗礼。
And every Sabbath day, there were people baptized.
所以增加信徒增加的速度很快。
The congregation expanded rather rapidly.
我们现在洗礼通常利用灵会的时候。
But today, when we conduct the sacrament of water baptism, we often do so during spiritual convocation.
一处也没有多少人。
And at any given convocation, we baptize only a limited number of people.
假如我们能够像主的时代，每天有人受洗归入基督里面。
But suppose we can have the kind of situation witnessed at the apostolic time, every day there are people baptized.
我们就会更深地感受每天活在神的爱里面。
We can certainly then feel that we are living indeed daily in the love of God. We can further feel that God is indeed with us. As if we can see Him face to face daily.
再看本,首都第四章第四节,
Chapter 4, verse 4, Book of Acts.
但听道诸人有许多信的男丁数目 1到5000。在第三章记载有一个瘸腿的得到医治。
Now in chapter 3, we find a person who was crippled was healed.
使徒开始向他们传福音。
And the apostles began to preach the gospel to them.
结果听到的人相信的只有男丁一到五千，女的不在内。
And in verse 4 we find that howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men, not including women, was about 5,000.
属都属在每天都有这种神很大恩典领导他们。
So this kind of wonderful blessings and grace of the Lord were upon them on a daily basis.
每处的讲道
at the end of each sermon,
每处的祷告
at the end of each prayer,
都带着这么大的神的恩典。
They witnessed the great mighty power and grace of the Lord.
所以呢，大家同心祷告的结果。
And these results were directly from the fact that they prayed in one accord.
再看第五章十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
主借属徒的手在民间行了许多神的奇事，他们都同心合意地在所罗门的廊下，其余的人没有一个敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们，信而归主的人越发升天，连男带女很多，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或褥子上，主望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影照在什么人身上。十六节，还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷数为城以来，全都得了医治。
Verses 12 through 16.
主借属徒行很多的神的奇事。
By the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were wrought by them.
甚至有人把病人放在街上，主望彼得经过时候，影照在病人身上，要得到医治。
And some even brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them upon the beds and couches, that at least when the shadow of Peter passing by, they might overshadow some of them and become healed.
结果这些病人全都得到医治。
And all those who were sick at that time were healed as a result.
第十五节就说，他们是同心合意地在所罗门廊下。
In verse 12 we find it says that they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch.
因为他们这样同心合意，才有这么多的神迹一直行出来。
Because they joined their effort and prayed in one accord, so many signs and wonders were wrought.
如果没有这么多人同心合意祷告，会有这么多的神迹吗？
But without joining their effort, I really doubt that the signs and wonders could have been witnessed as it did.
一个传道人力量有限，能做什么事呢？
Any given preacher has only limited capabilities.
保罗虽然很有恩赐，
though Paul was a very gifted person,
他也觉得需要信徒为他帮助祷告。
But he felt the same need that the members of the church should pray for him.
这样才能够有给更多人得到神的恩惠，
so that more people can receive the wonderful grace of the Lord.
再看《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十六章二十五节到三十四节。
From verse 25 to 34 in chapter 16.
我们先看二十五节。
Let's begin with verse 25.
约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳听。保罗和希拉为传福音被抓去坐监。
Paul and Silas were imprisoned because they preached the gospel.
在监牢里面，他们祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Where they prayed and sang praises unto God.
虽然只有两个人在监牢里面同心的祷告。
Though they found themselves there alone, two of them, they prayed and sang together.
结果神就行了神迹。
And then a miracle happened.
地大震动。
There was a great earthquake.
监牢的门都开了。
So the foundations of the prison were shaken and the doors opened.
监牢地基都动摇了。
The foundations of the prison were all shaken.
连那些囚犯的锁链都脱掉了。
And everyone's bands were loosened.
更奇妙的是，囚犯没有人逃跑。
And what is even more unbelievable was that no prisoner really escaped.
因为神 预言行这么多的神迹。
Because that was a promise, and so many wonders and signs were witnessed.
所以禁足全家都接受洗礼。
The warden himself and his family were all baptized.
我们看得到的是保罗、希拉两个人在监牢里面祷告。
Now we can visualize that Paul and Silas were praying together in the prison.
但我们也应当想到，当他们被抓去坐监的时候。
But we must also remember that when they were captured,
教会有多少人为他们帮助祷告？
How many brothers and sisters and apostles prayed for them?
因为有他们两个人的监牢的祷告。
As a result of the prayer offered by two of them,
加上教会很多人为他们祷告。
But we must add upon this fact that there was a great multitude of believers prayed for them.
所以神就在监牢里面行这些神迹。
And these wonders took place in the prison became possible.
今天早上我们所读的这些圣经里面的话。
So we have studied briefly a number of verses in the book of Acts.
提醒我们一件事情。
But all these verses remind us one thing.
同心合意祷告所带来神的恩典是令人感动兴奋的。
The great power and grace of the Lord, which are to be given to us as a result of prayer with one accord, is really quite significant.
我们如果要真正能复兴，好像使徒神那一种教会的情况。
In order to truly restore our church back to the apostolic time,
应当由同心合意祷告开始。
We must begin our effort with praying in one accord.
今天早上我就先到此。
So this concludes my brief message this morning.